John 12:37-50. Unbelievable unbelief. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to follow our Friends Bible Study simple approach: read, write, share, and listen. In today's study, we will cover John 12:49, towards the end of the chapter, which I want to read in this opening encouragement to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus said, "I have not spoken on my own. Instead, the Father who sent me told me what I should say and how to say it." As a human being, Jesus only said what the Father told him to say. He is our model for life and ministry. Let's pray. Father, deepen our relationship with you so that we may know you, hear your voice, and do what you tell us to do. We open our hearts and ask that you would speak to us through your word today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 12:37-50, unbelievable unbelief, beginning actually at the end of verse 36. Jesus said these things and departed and hid himself from them, verse 37. But though he had done so many signs before them, they didn't believe him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Isaiah 53:1. Verse 39 of John chapter 12. "For this cause they couldn't believe, for Isaiah said again," verse 40, "he blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and would turn, and I would heal them." Quotation from Isaiah 6, verse 10. Meditation question: why couldn't many people understand or believe Jesus? The word believe is used 8 times in this section. Jesus emphasized their refusal to believe in Jesus. Jesus did so many signs before them, yet they didn't believe in him. Sometimes we think if they could just see a miracle, they would believe. However, it is clear from the Gospels that many people saw healings, miracles, and even the resurrection of Lazarus, but still did not believe. John uses 2 verses from Isaiah to explain what happens inside people when they refuse to believe. In Isaiah 53:1, the prophet asks, "Who, Lord, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" God spoke to his people about the coming Messiah, about his suffering, but they did not understand and did not believe. That is one reason they could not understand the Messiah, that the Messiah must suffer for our sins. Isaiah 53 describes the suffering of that Jesus went through for us. In verse 6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity," or the sin, "of us all." God spoke to them about the suffering of the Messiah clearly from Isaiah 53, but they did not believe, so they could not understand. God spoke to them clearly from the scriptures in many other ways. It is amazing that they didn't believe. They had seen Jesus heal the sick and raise the dead, but still would not believe. Their unbelief is almost unbelievable. John quotes Isaiah 6:10 in verse 39 to explain their unbelief. Isaiah said that God had blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. When people harden their hearts and refuse to believe in God, he allows their hearts to become harder so that they cannot hear or understand what he is saying to them. The heart is the key to hearing, understanding, and believing God. When our hearts become hard, we cannot hear or believe God. When we do not respond or receive his words when he speaks, our hearts become more hard. Verse 41, Isaiah said these things when he saw glory and spoke of him, the Messiah. Nevertheless, even many of the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they didn't confess it, so they wouldn't be put out of the synagogue, for they love men's praise more than God's praise. Meditation question. Why is it hard for people to believe who love the praise of others to believe and follow Jesus? Isaiah had seen the glory of the Messiah and wrote about his suffering. Isaiah prophesied that the people would not understand or believe that God was working through the suffering of the Messiah because their hearts were hard. Verses 41 and 42 reveal two more huge reasons people cannot believe. The first is the fear of man. Many people are afraid of what others will think, so they do not make a clear commitment to him. Second, they love the men's praise more than God's praise. They desire to boast and to be exalted by others. The desire to boast and be exalted by others is a major motivation in the heart of human beings. If we are ruled by the desire to be praised or exalted by others, we cannot believe or follow Jesus. May we live for the praise that comes from God alone, which is the only thing that matters. We see in the account of Pharaoh in Exodus that he hardened his heart 10 times. In each of these instances, God hardened his heart more. So there are both human and divine aspects of the hardening of one's heart. When we choose to harden our hearts and not respond to God, he allows our hearts to harden more. Verse 44, Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. He who sees me sees him who sent me." Meditation question, why did Jesus emphasize so many times that he was sent by his Father, and that he who sees me sees him who sends me, who sent me? As I have mentioned several times, the word Father is used in the gospel more than 120 times. Jesus talked about this, about his Father, more than any other topic. He continually emphasized his oneness with his Father. He did nothing by himself, but did everything through his relationship with his Father. Jesus wanted people to understand that he was not asking them just to believe in a human prophet who did miracles. He wanted them to know that he was revealing his Father to them. To believe in Jesus means to believe in his Father. Jesus affirmed in verse 45, "He who sees me sees him who sent me." Clearly, Jesus was claiming to be God. Refusing to believe in Jesus is refusing to believe in the Father. By rejecting Jesus, they were rejecting God the Father as well. Verse 46, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone listens to my sayings and doesn't believe, I don't judge him, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me doesn't receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word that I spoke will judge him in the last day." The last few verses of John 12 summarize the main themes of Jesus' ministry. Throughout his ministry, Jesus asserted that he only did what the Father showed him to do. The works that he did were the works of his Father, and Jesus only said what the Father told him to say. His works and his words revealed the Father. Thus, people's response to Jesus was their response to the Father. Everyone must accept or reject Jesus. He is the light. To believe in Jesus is to come into the light. Either we remain in light or in darkness. There is not a darkness. This is not a darkness that causes unbelief, but rather a darkness that results from it. Jesus does not present himself as one of many options. Those who hear his words and do not believe will be judged by the words he spoke to them on the last day. it is easy to justify not believing or rejecting another human being. We should make sure, however, that our response to other that in our response to others, we are not rejecting God Himself. Verse 49. For I spoke not of myself, but the Father who sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Verse 50. I know His commandment is eternal life. The things, therefore, which I speak, even the Father has said to me, so I speak. Jesus said only what the Father told Him to say. Do you speak the words the Father gives you to speak? Is this God's plan for us? Explain your answers. In verse 49 of chapter 12, we see Jesus' repeated emphasis on His relationship and oneness with the Father. Jesus spoke only what the Father told Him to speak. This is what the Father commanded Him to do. For double emphasis, Jesus said in verse 50, the things therefore which I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak. Jesus wanted everyone to understand that the Father had sent Him and that He only did and said what the Father told Him to do and say. This was the key to Jesus' ministry. He did and said only what the Father told Him to do. God's Word translation of verse 49 says, I have not spoken on my own. Instead, the Father who sent me told me what I should say and how I should say it. Jesus did not think of a plan or strategy for ministry, but only did what the Father told Him to do and what to say. Jesus wanted His followers to understand that He did everything as His Father led. He wants us to follow His model and example. Being a disciple of Jesus means to live as He lived. He wants us to be one with Him, to listen to Him, and to do everything through Him. Jesus said that this commandment is eternal life. What command? Jesus was talking about the command His Father gave Him only to say what the Father told Him to say. We will experience eternal life if we follow Jesus' model of saying and doing only what the Father says to do and to say. I will say what I sense God speaking to me through these verses. This is what I wrote. Be careful and intentional about your words. Don't just say anything and everything you want to say. Ask me what to say. Listen to me. Learn to be much more sensitive to me and about the words you speak. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words are a huge part of your life and of your relationship with me. I will summarize two main lessons from this passage. Number one, we cannot believe sometimes because of the hardness of our hearts and because we seek the praise of man rather than the praise of God. And number two, Jesus did everything through His relationship with His Father. He only said and did what the Father told Him to do. Jesus is our model for life and ministry. He wants us to live in intimacy with Him and only do what He tells us to do. Let's pray. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to me from these verses. I want to live like Jesus lived. I want to speak the words that You give to me and speak the words and not speak the words from my flesh. Teach me how to focus on being sensitive to the words You want me to speak. In Your name, amen.